Lorraine Miller talking about the flats in Holmead that had to be demolished.
Tell me, we'd mentioned Holmead. Mm. Were you around when the infamous flats that had to be... I mean, you probably know much better than I do. I only know the end bit of the story. What actually happened?
They were actually built in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
They should have been built where the co-op is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And where the co-op is now...
Mm-hmm. This is the co-op in Barnard Road,
that building should have been where the flats...
Right.
Finished up.
So where exactly were the flats that they had the problem with?
Just, you know where you park your car?
Yes, that's in West Lawn.
Just to the right of that, there was about four or five blocks.
So what's there now? Because
there's flats.
So it's the Guinness. I think it's the Guinness Trust, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're all flats. I don't think there's any houses there now.
But with better foundations and
better floor. Well, they don't go up as high.
No.
Because they were maisonettes, these.
Uh-huh.
And they were very, very nice inside.
Mm-hmm.
Four bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a bigger family, it was ideal.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you actually saw them pulling them down, did you? I'm just trying to get a roughly when that will have happened, because you came in 69.
I'm just trying to think.
Feel it's round about that kind of time. Sorry, Graham, you know this story, do you?
Well, it's strange you should say. I've been thinking of putting it into pastimes.
Right.
Historical Society, and I write their magazine, because somebody gave me a copy of a newspaper, I think it was in Chelmsford, and, you know, there was a protest and so forth, and... Yes, so I can't remember the date, but I think it was around about early 70s, I think.
That feels about right, if you were here.
I don't remember much about them coming down.